We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
To fill in on this, talked about trading for a center, and you say, like, Dan Moore's not his guy. Omar said they drafted Jones to play left tackle. That would mean Dan Moore is extremely not his guy. I do think Mike...
And Moore is also resistant to play right tackle, which is not helping his cause.
They all acknowledge, Tomlin even does. And I think Tomlin does appreciate the fact that a mid-round pick fought his way into the lineup and at times played serviceably for him. Mm-hmm. Even Mike, basically, I think, would admit he can't play right tackle. He can't do a very important thing, which is be versatile. And I do think Andy, and I do think Omar, really everybody there, I think they value versatility. I do. I have a theory on something that just happened. Who are the insiders you said who have recently? Ray Fittipaldo, who else?
Saunders is the other one.
Okay, I have a theory on something that just happened. Kabali's definitely listening to the show, and he's pissed off that we didn't mention him.
Did he say the same thing?
No, he retweeted on March 25th, he retweeted
himself from March 25th. If I were to guess, the Steelers' first three picks in the draft will be tackle, center, wide receiver.
I feel like Mark now looks down on us because he gets to go on McAfee's set and...
How much does
they
he look down
like
on us?
A big deal.
I would bet a lot of money, and Mark will never admit that was a passive aggressive shot for not including him in the tackle brigade.
If you had
brigade.
Said something today and it was on my timeline today as a reaction to this Mims thing, then he's I would have given you credit.
But he's going to say he's getting penalized for being ahead of the curve, Pony.
Well, he's getting it now because he got on your radar with this retweet. It worked.
I just wanted to do it.
By the way, I'm still stuck in this situation where these songs...
Play it again, Donnie.
No, hold on. Hold on, because I don't want to get that song stuck in my head. Do you have my wife's number?
Yeah.
Can you call her?
Put her on the air?
She might be able to get the toy that plays the song, and then she can play it
for us,
for me and for us, and then maybe if I hear it one more time...
It'll get out of there.
Yeah.
All right. I like this idea.
What do you think of that idea?
I think this is good. Because I've told you.
Now, will you lift the ban on her for dropping F-bombs for this very specific reason?
I think I tried to ban her and it didn't work anyway. Kabali has already texted me. No, that's not why I retweeted it.
Well, ask him why. Just
I think that's a great... Oh, yeah. That's a...
So why are you just randomly retweeting what you think should happen at the position then, Mark? And who or what are you listening to? How would he even know to text you?
I'm assuming he means nope, he didn't retweet it for that reason.
Oh.
So I already wrote back, why then? Why now? I don't think he's going to give me, I think he's going to, you know, duck, dodge, dive, dodge, and duck. Those are the 5 Ds of dodgeball, Pony, if you weren't aware. Do you think Amanda's going to be pissed at you by basically saying, hey, you might be busy, you might be doing stuff with Stella.
She might.
Can you just get this toy and hold it up
to the
phone?
She might not even answer Donnie's call.
Well, she didn't answer that first one.
You know why? Probably coming from a blocked number.
Is that blocked when we call out from here?
Yeah, I think when we call out, it usually blocks it.
We have our first edition of Bucko Auction House for 2024 at 5:30, where we bid on Pirates stats for 2024. And if we're right, we get points. If we lose the pick, we subtract points. And last year, Donnie won this, the inaugural Auction House year. And he's got to pick a game for front row seats. He's going to be right there. In the home plate,
you know what I think is going to happen?
Pirates game, but it can't be opening day. That's the home opener is the one exception.
I think he's going to be very. I think he's such a sports fan, like a purist, Donnie, and he's obviously going to be sitting in an unbelievable spot, you know, taken care of fully. I think he's going to try to pick the best actual caliber of game too. He's really going to pour through the schedule. Now, am I partly on the hook to help finance this?
No,
for him. This is just out of the goodness
of— No, I told you we had a benefactor.
Yeah, one benefactor. Okay.
I said we had someone that was a big fan of the show who, other than screaming, "Hey, Mulsey, give Pony hell," this person wanted to—
Oh, no. My this
be supportive.
Oh, wait. You're talking about the Uber driver guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, "Don't let Pony get to you." I don't know why people would think you get to me on the show. If anything, I get to have the fun job of just trolling you. What do we have it here?
No,
we
got, I think Amanda's like, I'm not taking time out of my workday to have him listen to one of Stella's toys songs to try to get it out of his head.
It's going to get worse for you. The older she gets, well, actually I should say this. It'll get better for you, but for the—
She's on the air. She's
okay,
ready.
We got her now. All right. Hi, Amanda.
Wait, I'm allowed back on for this?
I asked, you know, Chris what? About that. He said it was only a one-year ban.
No, my heart softened overall.
Wow, you guys are really getting soft in your old age.
Can you do me a favor?
I know, this Minnie Mouse thing you're talking about.
Yes, can you hit the button on it to get the song going?
Oh, let me see.
Here we go. This is it.
Yep. Oh, this part.
So my personal hell is I've had this song stuck in my head for at least 48 hours. Ever since the Pompeianis came over and gave that doll. It's almost like it's like maybe they knew. Like a voodoo doll. Like now they had it. It got in their heads and they passed it off to us.
Amanda, the last, like, the part about 15 to 20 seconds from the end there, I can hear being really addictive and being an earworm. But the net effect of playing that into a phone over the radios, it sounds like poor Minnie's being dropped in a garbage disposal while
she's
singing.
And it was, like, right up against it. Sounds like she's mumbling a little bit.
Yeah, you did the best you could there, and we appreciate that.
What are you laughing about now?
Thank you so much. I don't know. You're ridiculous. You cause it on yourself. You push the button constantly.
I do.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I actually skip the other things that it does to just get to the song.
So right. You actually...
She's like, "Hi, I'm Minnie."
So you complain about it being stuck in your head, but you're full-on addicted.
I know. I don't know what to do about it.
You know what I played from earlier today, Amanda, right? When he tweeted about this last night.
Oh, play it for her.
Yeah, hold on. I have this, Donnie.
Amanda, do you recognize this song?
Can you pop my computer up, Donnie? We good to go here?
Oh, man.
Yeah, here. Amanda, this is maybe the most famous one of all. Let it run here. This is hot stuff. Maybe
you know this one?
Purple monkey in a bubblegum
tree. Stella broke this, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, there's that one, but then it's like she wasn't just a one-hit wonder, that woman singing.
Another good one.
Oh, yeah.
But Stella grew out of that now. We don't even... We should probably give that to someone else or move it out of the...
No, I think we need to just toss it because it doesn't even work anymore.
That's
right. She played it too hard.
Did she kick the crap out of that thing?
She's an aggressive chef.
Yes, she's very aggressive. But Amanda doesn't want to channel that aggression into making her a basketball player.
Yeah, why don't you want her to play basketball? I think that's a great sport for her to play.
Listen, we're going to do golf and tennis. Oh, sorry.
All right. I mean, those are two expensive sports to play. Congratulations on all of Pony's and your success.
That's why she's doing
but,
it to me.
Man, I mean, basketball is just a great team sport.
That's easy. You just go play somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to get personal lessons or expensive tournaments or anything like that.
Doesn't everybody do that these days? It's insane. What they do for baseball, I mean,
true.
It's all seasons long.
Well,
but if she played girls basketball and she showed some real ability, she could be coached by Paul Zeiss.
Yeah.
Listen,
imagine the life lesson she's going to get from him.
Softball.
All right, I'll let you go. Thank you for playing that.
Bye, Amanda.
Hey, can't wait for the home opener. Bye.
Bye.
I like that Minnie got a little extra in the background there. She wasn't done with us by a damn
sight.
Yeah,
the specialization of sports, we brought up Joe Milton and how he can throw a football like 80 yards, the Tennessee quarterback. He has no idea where it's going. But he was asked at the combine if he ever played baseball, and he said no. But I did get on a mound at our high school and pitch, and they clocked me at 98.
Do you know how pissed off you would be if you were a baseball player at that high school? You've played your whole life and you top out at like 83.
And they asked him, well, why didn't you pitch? And he said, the football coaches wouldn't let me.
They wanted to tear his arm up.
They just wanted him to concentrate on one sport.
I literally had the exact opposite. I hated cross country, but I was decent at it, and I wanted to play golf.
Congratulations on all your success.
And my golf coach goes, I think you should probably run cross country. I mean, that hurts.
I think Joe Milton's got a better shot of being a major league pitcher than an NFL quarterback if he's throwing 98. Look how big these bullpens are now. What was that guy's name? Archimedes Caminero? He was throwing it 100. He had no effing clue where that ball was going.
He didn't know if he was throwing it and keeping it on the continent.
Remember that
John Holtzcomb.
Yeah, he had a cup of coffee with the Pirates and the 14 team.
He had a run, dude. He was unhittable
for
like 10
innings. How about that big tumbleard for the Marlins who had six fingers on his throwing hand?
Antonio Alfonseca?
Yeah.
He was the opposite of Mordecai Three Finger Brown. Could have loaned him one. Loaned him a digit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Usually our next guest joins us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider, but he's in studio, and that is Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Safeguard your gutters from spring showers with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. Jeff was just telling us off the air that he was at Pitt Pro Day today. Pitt hasn't invited us back since we took over their Pro Day a couple of years ago and started running our own personal 40s.
They're still talking about
that
over there.
And throwing footballs around on their field. And I don't think maybe they appreciated that all that much, that we just started to do our own activities there without bothering to ask anybody.
I think my 40 just ended now.
You know, if I would have told you guys a couple of weeks ago that Dane Jackson was over in the Steelers facility, that would have been news. But obviously he signed and was there to see the Pitt guys today. Damar Hamlin was there.
How about Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald was not there. I don't know where.
Making better use of his retirement time, I guess. Jeff, speaking of old Pitt guys, what's the latest on Boyd? Tyler Boyd. Last week at this time he'd be a Steeler. What's up?
They're still waiting each other out.
It's a game of chicken between the two.
It really is. You know, the Steelers have added some depth pieces with a couple of wide receiver signings just in case. And, you know, maybe you might even look at Patterson as a guy that they can flank out a wide receiver if you wanted to.
You can line him up in running back if they really want to.
telling you what, under Arthur Smith, what do you have, 675 yards 2 years ago?
He was a fantasy darling in 2021, for sure.
He did it all. He played the Steelers that season. They were using him all over the place.
You like do you like the kickoff rule for this year? B, do you like the Patterson signing in light of that?
So if it was the old kickoff rules and you had Patterson, you know what you're going to get, I would be a big fan. He still might be. It's more like a running play, though, now. I mean, it just looks so bizarre. And maybe he'll be good. I mean, he's big guys, thick guy. He runs well when he gets to open spaces. I don't think – listen, what's the risk in signing Patterson? You already have two running backs. He's a nice add as a third. Maybe he's a guy you can use out in the slot if you want to. From what I understand, just from metrics you see, he's a decent blocker too.
Is there another veteran wide receiver who's not a rookie who we should think about or keep an eye on?
One of them went today.
Josh Reynolds.
Yep.
The deceptively quick Hunter Renfrow, perhaps?
You want to start Odell rumors, but no.
Florio brought him up last week, but that's not happening.
No, that's not going to happen.
How about the trades? You still think a big trade could happen draft night where a team can't sign a receiver to an extension?
I think we're looking draft at this point.
Yeah.
Second day?
Boyd would be the name. If they're able to finally work out a deal with Tyler Boyd, that would be your name, and then they're going to look in the draft. And I think it depends. I don't think it's off the table that it's first day. It depends on what falls to them at 20.
How about this Ray Fittipaldo scoop on Amarius Mims here for a visit? And now he and a couple other of your peers here, Jeff, and I know you've disagreed with them before and you've been right, like on Mason Rudolph, they think the way the wind's blowing, it's starting to look like the left tackle, or not left tackle, but the offensive tackle will be the pick at 20 again in back-to-back years.
So they can sit behind Dan Moore?
Stop. Please don't. Pony brought up a good point, though. I think Tomlin appreciates that more the professional, but...
I think if tackle falls there, absolutely. I always get wary this time of year about smoke screens and do they really want JPJ? Because it just makes too much damn sense. He played at a high level on a successful team and a position of need.
Here's a thought I just had. Now, do you remember last year the story, Jeff? It was one of the few times I was able to get one over on Pony on a sort. We had a formal source off on this. And I had been hearing that internally they were quite sure that Joey Porter Jr. was going to fall out of the first round and that they were able to convince Mike of that because he obviously loved him. And I think Joey, if he's picked at 17, they don't move up and get Jones. People are probably like, he had a good year. But they convinced him, hey, Jones is the guy. We'll trade up and make sure we get him. Porter's going to be there. Don't worry about it. And then he was. Just saying all that to say, you talk about smoke screens. Very deep tackle class. I think this GM regime now, I think Omar and Andy value tackle more than center. What's to say that, who was it? Kuiper and Bob McGinn, Pony, didn't even have JPJ listed on like their top 55 or
Jackson
so.
Powers Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's to say the Steelers don't have he and Zach Frazier, just for argument's sake here, pretty close. They think the way the board's going to fall that Frazier's available to them, or they might even be willing to move up a little bit to get him, and they feel like they're in love with multiple tackles in the first round. They say, these guys definitely won't be there in the second. I'm just, for argument's sake, saying that. I think that's a possibility,
where they
too.
Take two offensive linemen?
Yeah, they go tackle center in that order.
Dulac seems to think, not that he's always right, but he thinks it's one or the other. He doesn't think they'll use their day two picks on an offensive lineman if they take one in the first round because they have too many other needs.
Well, so what do they do in receiver between now and then? I think that
Boyd. There's
your question. So if they don't, let's say they don't sign Boyd, do you almost have to use your first round pick on a tackle or center, do you almost have to use, even though there's a lot of depth, do you have to take a pretty highly regarded receiver at pick two in the second round?
I don't think you have to if you're them, because don't you figure there's somebody good enough at that position with how deep it is? Doesn't Tomlin's comment about corners and receivers because of 7-on-7 football suggest that they think that the crop is deeper than just a first or second round pick and you can get an impact player at 84, let's say?
Well, and he's right, because the way the game's changed, receiver is a position like it used to be in college football with running back, where
plug them in.
There's so much depth Now receiver is the position to play. I mean, it's shown by the salaries in the NFL, but that starts in college football and how many teams are. Look, Pitt's going to be a spready team this year.
If you go back to Tomlin's comments again, what he said about the Johnson trade for Jackson and how much they liked the Jackson part of the trade. If you take that at any face value, then corner's not as high on their list because they think they have their two starting corners in Jackson and Joey Porter Jr., but you're making a face like you're not buying that.
I mean, what else are you going to say? Like, oh, we just dumped him for some corner. I think that's part of his message there. You know how he told us he doesn't always tell the whole truth?
He said, sometimes I lie to you guys.
Yeah. Doesn't mean he can't compete and may not be their starter.
He didn't have his hand on a holy Bible, I noticed, when he was saying it.
Even if you don't, I mean, there's depth needs at that position. By the way, I want to mention quickly, being at Pitt Pro Day, a guy who might be like a Hilton type, A.J. Woods tested really good for Pitt.
Well, Devonshire had a visit with the Steelers too, right?
Yes. But I don't know if
he's
in that role.
Where do you think he fits? Where's he going to get drafted?
Like sixth.
Day three. Maybe as high as maybe four, but probably five or six.
So Woods has the build, though, of a slot.
And he's probably going to go undrafted or could go undrafted.
Who's going to be Pitt's top pick? Jurkovic at tight end. Working out there today.
I mean, I think it's either MJ. I think there's a chance it's Gonzalez.
With his injuries.
Toe injury. I mean, he
could
only
be a good
worked
NFL
out,
player.
He only worked
like
out
Bub
3
Means
weeks.
Is getting a lot of like.
He was
of,
before the draft process started. Is he running bad 40s and stuff?
No, he didn't run the 40 today.
Okay.
He did cone drills. Here's the thing with Bub Means, I didn't realize his hands are
big hands.
10 and a fourth.
He's got Jim Druckenmiller hands.
Man, what happened when he high fived Kenny? I guess they didn't play together. Kenny would have had to go to the trainers for some ice.
Picking his week to week with a severely bruised
follow
palm.
Us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Key and Peters Township. Pitt fans are going to get mad at me for that one.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's been a while since we stepped back inside the Bucco Auction House, the game we play here on the show. Opening day tomorrow, you can hear it on The Fan. It's right here. Your home for Pirates baseball with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show coming your way before the game. Brought to you by Pella Windows. We love the North Shore and Mike's Beer Bar. Big
yes,
sponsor for Pirates baseball this season again. And so the auction house works like this. A Pirates player and stat category will come up for auction. A price will get set. And then the three of us will bid on that. We will track that stat throughout the entire year. We get it right, we get a point. We get it wrong, we lose a point. So right now I have four categories written down that I hope to get to here. Maybe we'll get a fifth in. Donnie won last year's auction house, so he is the defending champion. I was thinking, do we make it like the Ryder Cup and give him a 1-0 lead right off the bat as the champion? I'm not run this by you guys.
I don't really like that. I just, no, here's how it should be.
No, I'm cool with wiping the slate clean.
No, if it's truly the Ryder Cup, if we tie,
I like
Donnie
it that
wins.
Way. That's better.
That's the real Ryder Cup.
Okay, let's do it that way.
Why do when I hear this music, do I have an uncontrollable urge, even though I've never used one in my life, to just buy a spittoon and start using one? I just feel like there should be a spittoon in the room with this.
Not ready
kind of
to walk
play.
Through those tavern doors.
Right,
hold on,
man.
Decorum. I'm getting ready for the first auction item.
God, I was so bad at this game last year.
Chris, please. First item up for bid, Paul Skeens ERA. In 2024 with the big league roster, not down in Indy, where he'll start the season. Bidding starts ERA under 5.99.
I'll take 5.97.
I'll go 5.
4.8.
4.5.
4.3.
4.2.
4.1.
4.
3.95.
3.90.
3.75.
3.74.
3.7. 3.70, Paul Skeens ERA.
3.69.
3.68.
Look at him over there bouncing along to the music.
Paul Skeens, 2024 ERA, under 3.68 to me going once. Under 3.68 to me going twice.
3.67.
You might have him. Paul Skeens, 2024 ERA, 3.67 to Chris going once. 3.67 to Chris going twice.
3.65.
Oh, man.
The defending champ of Bucko Auction House, Donnie Football, 3.65. Paul Skeens, 2024 ERA, going once, going twice, 3.64 me.
I knew when you said you might have him at 3.67, you were completely full of it. Now there's going to be some Skeens.
3.64 to me, going once.
3.63.
3.62.
Here we go.
3.62 to me, going once.
3.61.
3.6. 3.6 to me, going once. 3.6 to me, going twice.
3.59.
3.58.
I knew we were going to start driving the old price down.
3.58 to me, going once. 3.58 going twice. 3.58.
So, you bought him.
Here's the game I play with him on those, Donnie. I
like that bet.
I always wonder.
I like
when
that winning bid.
When he's going to suddenly pull the rug out and stop.
Oh,
playing.
I've done that to you before, Chalooch.
That's what I mean. But I. It's a very. So, it's a hard target. It's a really hard target to figure out. He should be better than that, but you
All
never
right,
know.
So I have my first item here.
You never know.
Next up for bid. O'Neal Cruz, 2024 home runs. Because of the injury last year and because it happened so early, that could happen again. So we will start the bidding at over one home run for O'Neal Cruz.
3.
5.
10.
12.
15.
18.
19.
20.
21.
22.
23.
24.
25.
26.
27.
28.
29.
30.
31.
32.
32 to Donald Football.
He's Donnie Baseball in this one.
Going once. Going twice.
So, you bought him.
32. Can I push you to 34?
Probably could have.
Damn.
You will recall, for those of you hearing the auction house for the first time, if that person somehow lands right on the number, it's a push. It's got to be under the number given. So
that
means Skeens needs...
Got to go over.
In Skeens' case, got to be 357, not 358. Cruz needs 33, not 32. For
All right, your Bucko starting catcher in 2024 is Henry Davis. Henry Davis batting average in 2024. We'll start the bidding at over 210.
220.
225.
228.
230.
231.
232.
233.
234.
235.
236.
237.
238.
239.
240.
241.
Henry Davis batting average, 241 to Malzi. Going once. 242. 242, Henry Davis batting average to me going once.
243.
244. 244, Henry Davis batting average to me going once.
245.
245 to Malzi. 245, Henry Davis batting average for the Pirates 2024 starting catcher to Malzi going once. Going twice.
You bought him.
Donnie is the host of Bucko Saturdays here. Bucko talk on the Fan. You did not seem to be interested at all in that whatsoever.
No, I'm worried about him hitting bombs, not necessarily hitting for average.
Launch angle, Nulsi. He's going to sacrifice hits for power.
So, like if he hits like a 225 clip, but it's got like 24 home runs behind it.
So what's my number there? 245?
Yep.
I was actually...
Career 280 hitter in the minor leagues, folks.
I know, but I was looking at the old Baseball Reference projection. Yeah, 238. So I was probably right at the ceiling of my pain tolerance there.
Oh, what a feeling.
What?
To be dancing on the ceiling.
Again, never heard that song in my life.
Lionel Richie. Donnie, have you heard it?
Maybe if I heard Lionel Richie do it.
He wrote it about the girl with the curl, Donnie. Didn't you hear?
All right. Next.
Oh, we got another auction item.
Yeah, I told you four.
I wasn't
Pirates win total. All right, Starkey. Pirates win total in 2024.
Oh, man.
Start the bidding at 70 wins. Over 70. I'll go 71.
72.
73.
76. To me going once.
77.
77 to Donnie.
I think you might have just fallen into a bear trap, my friend.
77 to Donnie going once. 77 to Donnie going twice. 77 wins for the 2024 Buccos.
You bought them.
You could have pushed me to about 79. It was the first half wins I hit big last year.
On the last day.
Thanks to my guy.
They rallied against the Giants.
Carlos Slamtana.
Oh, that was Pony came in fuming the next day about that.
You wanted no part of getting in on that with me to try to drive him up. I needed a dance partner there.
No, I know, but I didn't want to be left when the music stopped.
77 there officially?
Yeah.
So you
need 78.
You got to get 78.
See, I didn't want to be left when the music stopped holding the bag with a number I didn't like. I feel so far, initial reactions to these first four, I definitely like Ponies under 358 for Skeens.
Yeah.
I think O'Neal Cruz could have a huge year, but over 32 home runs has me leery.
That's a lot of bombs, but I knew that was Donnie's guy, so I just kept pushing him and pushing him.
My guy, Hank Davis, I think is going to hit about 265 at least. I was getting nervous, but I think he's going to hit 265.
He might have the highest batting average on the team if he hits 265.
The Pirates win total one, I did want nothing to do with. I did. I have feelings and thoughts about that we'll probably get into tomorrow. It had me churning here, and I could not dance on that one.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low 35 degrees.
Donnie, you should just blatantly tonight rip off the auction house and call it Donnie's Auction House. And just say, this is a new idea I've thought of.
Make Charlie show. Run through the gauntlet.
Yeah. You should just act like Pony and
I've never
done it. Charlie
booked Dog the Bounty Hunter for your show tonight? There was some conversation about that
He did reach out to him via Instagram.
And?
Would be an amazing pull. Dog has not gotten back to him. He's probably catching a bad guy.
So what did you want to talk about
with Dog?
That his wife has large breasts? Wasn't that part of the conversation?
Here we go again with this guy.
How do you do this every time? She's dead.
Oh.
She's passed away like 2 or 3 years
ago. How do you do this?
But you were telling me off the air that you and your dad used to have that conversation.
Well, yeah, because they were obnoxious. Football, not a fan of Beth Chapman. Not a fan
Isn't
whatsoever.
Isn't Dog kind of a bad guy overall?
Was always like part of the deal. Like, you know, they'd pick up a fugitive. He'd have them sitting in the back of the SUV. He'd give them a smoke. And he'd be like, I was in your shoes once, brudda. You got to turn this life around, brudda.
The funniest thing about Dog the Bounty Hunter by a wide margin is that he's like 5'2".
I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
but he wears like the boots that have huge heels in them.
He wears like huge rock star, like glam rock platform heels, which must make it very difficult to run after crooks that are trying to evade him.
I used to love that show.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It was great.
It's honestly, man, it's like if Bar Rescue was just for a fugitive task force.
The theme song, too, Ozzy Osbourne. I was going to bring
Which
that up
one
earlier.
Is it? Crazy Train?
No, like it's just like specific for Dog the Bounty Hunter.
They got Ozzy to do a song.
If I don't win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.